Thanks to Bass for supporting my podcast. Bass lets you pack up your stuff and hit the road with high-quality, well-designed travel bags and accessories that won't break the bank. Right now, Bass is offering you 15% off your first purchase at basetravel.com/Lori. I believe that even if I say the wrong thing up there, or I think I failed or say something stupid, I believe that somebody needed to see me do that in order to free themselves up to know that no matter where you are in your career, you're going to make mistakes. And I pray that if I screw up or say something totally wrong, that it gives people the freedom to know that they can do it too. Hey everyone, welcome back to the show. It's time for another quickie because there's always time to fit in inspiration. I am in my Arizona home. And I am so excited right now because I am one day away from speaking on one of my best friend's stages, Powerhouse Women. Lindsay Schwartz puts on this event every single year. This year is the biggest event that she has done yet. I'm super just like, oh my God, proud, freaking happy, excited friend moment because when you watch your friends thrive and when you watch all of their dreams come true, it is like your own dreams are coming true. I can't even explain it. I don't have kids yet, but I feel like this must be what it feels like to just watch just someone that you adore just living out their soul's purpose. So I'm spending the night tonight sitting right here in my spray tan. I might pour a glass of wine and I'm going to go over all of my notes and totally picture being on that stage and talking to everyone. And honestly, one of the main things I'm really going to focus on is how I want people to feel. If I've learned anything about giving talks, it's that you can go over your notes all you want. You can go over your slides all you want. But at the end of the day, you're probably going to get up there and everyone's energy is going to tell you something different. You're going to end up saying something different than you thought. You're going to end up wanting to talk about different things. And really the thing that I focus on is visualizing myself on stage and how I want people to feel and what is it that I want them to walk away with. And when I focus on that, I just notice that I get out of my head. I stop worrying about saying the right thing. I stop worrying about what are people thinking. And I really just focus on really believing and praying that somebody gets the message that they needed through me and that God speaks through me that day. And let me tell you, when you just take all the pressure off, like, look, if you change one person's life, then that is freaking amazing. And it just takes all the pressure off of, oh my God, what if someone doesn't like me? What if I say something wrong? Yes, those things could totally happen. You're a human. And anyone who gets up there should literally give themselves this grace because it's going to happen. And it's hard, right? Like getting up there to do, to stand in front of people and share your truth and share your heart, that's not easy. So whenever I see people speak, I am like, oh my gosh, just the fact that they are up there and pouring their hearts out makes me so happy and excited for them and just so grateful that they're doing it and willing to share their knowledge. So I can't even wait. I can't wait to report back next week. Look, when I'm traveling, I'm always just a little bit stressed about how my husband is going to critique the amount of luggage that I have packed or the things that I have tried to cram into my suitcase. But with Bass, there's literally room for everything, even if you're a massive overpacker like me. Look, I just do not know what I'm going to want to wear or what mood I'm going to be in. And it's no problem with Bass. 7 pairs of shoes, no problem. Bring them all. I love my Bass pieces and I have an offer for you. Go to Bass Travel, that's BEISTRAVEL.com/Lori for 15% off your first purchase. I really want to talk about the weekend Weekender bag because this thing delivers. This bag quite literally is designed to house all of your items that you'll need for a quick weekend getaway. For my short trips, I've been really trying to stick only to using this bag to store my things. And let me tell you, it actually works. It's a great training tool for how to pack less. We'll see if that works, but I'm hoping it's helping. It has a separate compartment specifically for your shoes that keep them from getting your clothes dirty. And for all my listeners who have to access email while you're away, there's a laptop compartment as well. I don't know about you, but I'm always traveling with my laptop. I'm truly obsessed with the thoughtful functionality of this bag, and I know that you will be too. It's so freaking cute. Base was created by actress Shay Mitchell to make sleek and affordable bags, luggage, and accessories designed to help you travel effortlessly while still looking fashionable. Base has thought of everything you could ever want in one piece of luggage. 360-degree gliding wheels, a cushion handle, built-in weight indicator, which is huge for me, you guys, washable bags for your dirty clothes, and all the interior pockets you need to keep organized. And their luggage comes in multiple sizes and super cute colors to match your aesthetic. Right now, Base is offering you 15% off your first purchase by visiting BEISTRAVEL.com/Lori. That's BASETRAVEL.com/Lori. Do I get nervous? As if you asked me that. You didn't, but there you go. Now you get to hear it. Do I get nervous? Yes, I still get so crazy nervous. And my theory on nerves is that all of the energy that you need and all of the presence that you need to be up there, to really be tapped in, to tune in, to entertain, to teach, it all comes in at once. It's like you're feeling all of this energy coming in. And what happens is it comes in, you know, the day before or day of, especially day of, and it's just all at once and your body doesn't know what to do with it. So it comes across in the form of just like nerves, shaking, energy. And I just remember that. This is what I tell myself. I'm like, it's just all of the extra energy coming in all at once, like a jolt. And once you're up there, you're going to know what to do with it. So I do all these little stage tricks that I'll share with you guys. If you have anything coming up, if you think that you want to speak, but maybe you're like, I don't know if I can speak, I'm too nervous. I used to think that as well. I've been to a lot of different speaking, coaching events, and I've had speaking coaching, and I've just essentially practiced. I've just essentially made myself go and do it and get the experience. So a couple things that I've learned is that when you first go out there, number one, first, before you do anything, you're going to want to feel pretty prepared. And also the preparation is so good. The preparation allows you to go and have freedom on stage, but you don't need to be tied to your notes or your prompter. And this is where we can really mess up. This is where I really could get myself messed up, is like thinking I need to say everything that's in my notes and thinking I need to make sure that I get every single point across. You're going to find that once you get up there, if you have 5 points you want to get across and 10 stories, you'll probably only have time for 3 stories and maybe 3 of the points or 5 of the points and 3 stories. So be willing to let go of things and make damn sure you're always on time if you want to get invited back on any stage. People who go over the time typically do not get invited back because it throws off the whole flow of the event. So pay attention to time and understand that you don't need to be attached to your notes. You can throw things out. You can totally skip over things and know that what was said is what needed to be said and what people needed to hear. And the rest was not for that day. And that's really what I live by. If I'm like, oh, I really wanted to say that, I'm like, whoop, well, it wasn't for that day. And everything that I said was exactly what this audience needed at this time. And that is what I trust. And that's what I have faith in, that God is just going to have me say all of the things that need to be said. And if I screw up, I truly believe, this is a belief now that you need to like wrap your brain around, even if you hear me say it and you're like, what the, this girl's on crack. This belief is what helps me be successful. I believe that even if I say the wrong thing up there, or I think I failed or say something stupid, I believe that somebody needed to see me do that in order to free themselves up to know that no matter where you are in your career, you're going to make mistakes. And I pray that if I screw up or say something totally wrong, that it gives people the freedom to know that they can do it too. That is my belief. And that is what allows me to keep going up there over and over and over. So of course, we have these core beliefs that even allow us to step foot on stage, right? Like, okay, if I screw up, then there you go. I'm going to forgive myself and get over it. And I believe that that's what needed to happen for my evolution and for someone in the audience, right? The next thing is once I'm up there, I typically allow myself to like take a deep breath and catch my breath. Because if I find that I start, sometimes I'll have pump up music and I dance and I start talking. And if I just start talking right away and never allow myself to like take a beat and catch my breath and do one thing that I'll tell you in a second, then I start behind the eight ball. And it's like, I start with so much anxiety that I've never caught my breath that it's almost like it carries on for the first 5 minutes where I feel very anxious and like I'm going to pass out because I can't breathe. So with that said, what I do is I tend to ask questions to the audience or have the audience ask each other questions. I'm like, hey, so excited to be here. Like say a little something. And then I say, I want you to turn to your neighbor and I want you to, you know, get to know them and ask these questions. So if I'm really nervous, you'll know because I'll turn it to the audience and they'll talk to their neighbors. So it gives me a second to get very grounded on stage and get rooted and planted. And then once I'm up there and back in my physical body, I'm like, okay, I can do this. So if you ever see me speak, it's probably because if I do that, it's because I'm really nervous and I need a moment. Sometimes I'll do a meditation up there. I'll put people through a meditation, but oftentimes I'll ask the audience a question just to kind of feel out the room and see who I'm talking to and give myself a second. So these are all tips and tricks that you can weave throughout your whole talk, no matter where you're at. Let's say all of a sudden you get a wave of anxiety in the middle. I'll go and have the audience ask each other questions that I have in my back pocket, just so I can turn the attention off of me and I can like get back into my body and out of my head. So these are all the tricks that I do on stage. There's quite a few more, but these are some I'm just going to offer to you right now to be like, hey, I don't know where you're at in the world of wanting to do a big goal that makes you so freaked out or speaking in front of people, or maybe you want to put together a dinner that's facilitated and that makes you nervous. Maybe you want to speak on a podcast and that makes you nervous. Maybe you want to speak on a small stage and that makes you nervous. Maybe you want to speak on a big stage and that makes you nervous. What I want to let you know is that there are tricks that you can do, and there's nothing that beats just getting out there and practicing, starting on a small stage, starting on someone's podcast. And when the big stage comes, just say yes and know that no matter what the outcome is, it was for your soul's evolution and you'll recover from it. And you'll probably be freaking amazing and you'll be too hard on yourself. But if you can have grace, this is how you're going to get better. It's how the best speakers get better, is knowing that you're not going to be the best every single time and you're going to learn from that. So I'm sending you guys so much love. I would love to have you on my daily text list. I'm telling you, I feel like it is one of the most fun places to connect. And I love sending you manifesting affirmations. I love sending you mantras. I love sending you just different things that I really hope make you think and help you get to your goals faster. So you guys, if you want to be on that text list, all you have to do is text the word daily to 310-496-8363. That's the word daily to 310-496-8363. And I hope to see you on the text list. Just so you know, just to see some different texts that were on the text list recently, they are all about just pumping you up and helping you make a decision on your goal, connecting you to the community that you need, and really creating some manifesting mantras that are going to rock your world and change your life. So you guys, I hope to see you on the text list. And until next time, earn your happy. Bye, everyone.